got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday again. Manhood Hours coming up in the third hour. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And the biblical question for this week is a doozy. The biblical question, do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you are busy and you would love to just listen to the show as it is happening, but you got to go and do something. Whatever, you go to the gym or whatever, you still could be listening to the show. You can podcast. Hey, I'm going to podcast the show, and then when I come back home, I'll listen. You can be listening as you're doing what you look like you're doing. When you're doing what you're doing, what you look like you're doing. On your iPhone or on your phone. I had to change that after 35 years. On your phone, you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? Where there is a will, there is a way. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. Manhood Hour coming up in the third hour. Before I get to your calls and things, 888-77-JESSE. I was thinking of reflection, and I was thinking about words and people belief and reactions to words. And I realized that the use of words can be very, very destructive in so many ways. And the belief into words is mind-blowing to me. I had no idea that we all were guilty of that. For example, they use this word racism. And they've been using that word for 70 years or more, or give or take. And then when they realize that that word you manipulate people, bring fear upon people, it's all kind of stuff, right? They used it, and then they decided, well, we're gonna add onto that word, we're going to create another word. And that word would be affirmative action or reparations. Or now it's DEI. Is it DEI? Is that what it's called? DEI. But it has the same effect. The people who are using the word are using the word for more so-called power and money, and they get it. And it's just a word. And just imagine if you never believed in that word, if it was just an empty word to you, because that's all it really is. It's just an empty word. And it has no meaning at all, except that your reaction to the word give it a meaning. What a sad way to live, right? And the words are like that. Words can make people angry or feel good or suicidal or depressed, worried, words. And you're not supposed to be subject to words. It's the same thing with the word God. The word God. People use the word God, and when they use that word, there is a reaction. There are reactions to that word. For example, the person that's using the word God can believe that they believe in God, but they don't. It's just a word, but because they get a feeling from it, they get thoughts, oh, I'm a Christian. I believe in God. Oh, I'm a Allahu Akbar. Oh, I'm a Jewish, Judaism, whatever word. They use the word God, and they get this feeling of believing in God. And they think that just because they use the word, I believe in God, I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior, they believe that they do. And it's just a word. And they don't believe in God. They don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in God or anything. It's just an idea that they're created by way of words. Isn't that amazing? That's mind-blowing to me. And then those people that say they believe in God, they become preachers and teachers of God. And they go out and start street ministries and Bible classes and Bible studies and Bible programs and all that. They get degrees. And all they're doing is talking about God. They're using words, but they have no belief in God at all. Zero. And so the devils would go out to save the devils, and all they get is more glory about a word because they feel good. I'm a street preacher. I'm a prophetess. I'm a prophet. I'm a bishop. I'm a this and a that. More words. And they believe about God, but they don't believe in God. They just, because talking about God and believing about God is not believing in God. Or Jesus. It's just a belief. It's like that word racism. The word racism is just a word. And the word God is just a word. You go to Bible class, Bible study, everybody read the Bible, they praise the Lord, they talk about the Bible. But nothing changes. They leave and they go home feeling good. Praise the Lord. It was a good Bible study class. We're going home. Good night. Praise God. You're such a good Bible teacher. And the Bible teacher feel good, whether it's a female or a male. And then they go home feeling good. And by the time their heads hit the pillow, they cry. They cry. And then they use the word, you must be born again. You must be saved. You're a sinner who need to be saved. And then they don't believe that salvation is here and right now. They're waiting to be saved. 10 years from today, or when they get to heaven, or this sinner will be saved. And they're waiting because they've used these words to say, someday when I get to heaven, I'm going to have peace. I'm going to walk through that pearly gate, gate of gold. And they're just words. Someone can call you names and stuff like that and affect you. You don't even have to be around them. You can hear about it. Words. Somebody said this about you. And it can affect you. And you don't know that this doesn't make sense that I'm being affected by words. I feel bad. I feel afraid. I feel sad. I feel hurt. Because somebody used words on me, about me, whatever. How come you think that that's normal? Knowing about God and knowing about Jesus or whatever, it's just knowing. You just know about it, but it does nothing for you. Or you have these ideas that you're a good person or a bad person. You're a nice person, a kind person. You have all these ideas about yourself. And you have these words to make sure that the words matches the idea. I'm a nice person. And I do things for people. I help people. I do this. I gave this to them. I'm a nice person. And you feel good. And then you cry. Because as soon as you feel good about being nice, you got to go out and find some other way to be nicer. You got to find some more people to be nice to. Because the moment that thrill of saying you're nice and feeling nice, as soon as it passes, and it will, all of a sudden you realize I'm not that nice. And you pick up other identities and other identities and other identities. What would happen if you had no identity at all? Zero. What would happen if you had no identity of being a sinner or a saint? Let's say you never said to yourself or saw yourself as a sinner or a saint, as someone that needs to be born again. What would happen? What would happen if you never call yourself anything at all? You just lived with no ID, zero identity. What would happen to you if you didn't call yourself lonely or depressed or suicidal or needy or have everything? If you didn't call yourself, if you never thought of up or down, what would happen? If you never thought of yourself as a success or a failure, just if both those identities were gone completely and you never thought about them, what would happen to you? If words had no impact on you at all, what would happen? If someone says something nice about you, it didn't affect you. If someone says something bad about you and it didn't affect you, what would happen to you? James, what would happen to you if you had no hate? I'm talking to hate over here. He is an expert. What would happen to what would happen to you if you had no identity at all?
I wouldn't be offended when you put quotation marks around my expert title. For one, I feel like I wouldn't fall into my modes of being, whether it's like feeling something strange around different people or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why don't you live that way?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
That was a question.
Right. I don't know if, I mean, I've sometimes used to think maybe I could do that if I moved to a different place and nobody would know me and then I wouldn't have a mode of thinking. I didn't actually do that.
Whoa, what would happen if you never thought of yourself as a sinner or a saint?
I don't know. Lord.
Huh?
You said Lord.
What would happen if you never thought about God?
I like that one because I feel like I would be less self-deceived about, I'm praying right now. But it's really like in my thoughts and feelings. You got a super chat that was interesting that I'll read later. Is prayer a form of thought or feeling? And
they are.
Yeah.
Prayer is just thought and feeling. That's all it is.
What a mess.
And it does nothing for you.
Terrible.
It just makes you feel good. I pray.
Yeah. So that's that thought about God thing.
Yeah.
Shaking my head for the audio podcast listeners.
How about you, Anchor Baby? If you never thought of yourself as good or bad, right or wrong, up or down, sinner or saint, if you never thought about God, that you need to be saved, and one day you're going to get saved, what would happen to you if you were never affected by words? Because you have no identity at all. What would happen to you if you had no identity? Anchor Baby, another S-word.
I guess I don't really know, to be honest, but it just makes sense that I'd just be a more even, unaffected person. I'd be a person with more peace.
What is stopping you from finding out?
Forgetting.
Forgetting what?
You know, just forgetting, I think.
Forgetting what?
That there's something there to watch, maybe there's something there to overcome. Put it like this, you know, just when you mention it, like just now to James, why don't you overcome or whatever? I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, yeah, you're right, right now. That's how I can best explain.
I realize that a silent word is a world or life is a best life.
Yeah.
It's
I like
a
that
best
too.
Life. And I didn't know that beforehand. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Isn't that amazing, Anchor Baby?
It is.
And so why don't you guys just stop and just be? Why don't you pay attention, just be quietly within yourself, pay attention to what's going on in you, and don't identify with it, but be aware of it so that it can disappear.
Okay.
I don't know. I think there's so many temptations, I guess, that pull you into, like, thinking and
meaning thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy in that all this stuff that drives us in imagination, and it seems so real, and we react to it. If every human being understood what I just said about having no identity at all, zero identity, you didn't identify with anything. Fights were in, loneliness were in, looking for love were in, jealousy and strife were in, all wars were in, it would be peace on earth. It would be peace inside of you. And as a result, there would be peace on earth. There would be no more situation like this one from ABC7. An unruly passenger. Excuse me, I've been talking a lot. I had to take Fallen State yesterday. An unruly passenger who yelled racist slurs during a flight to Los Angeles was retained by a fellow passenger The flight from Virginia to L.A. had to be diverted to Colorado. Watch this from ABC 7.
An unruly passenger aboard a Breeze Airways flight this morning from Norfolk, Virginia to LAX caused such a scene that passengers had to step in to help subdue him, and the plane had to divert to Grand Junction, Colorado.
They're calling it a level 4 disturbance now. They said they had him restrained, he broke out, and there's passengers holding him down there.
The airline had to call in a new flight crew to finish the flight, so tonight, almost 8 hours after their scheduled arrival, these weary travelers finally arrived in L.A.
Jory, why am I here after 7:45? I'm going to tell you why. This Tony Hawk wannabe from Outer Banks, North Carolina, with his skateboard, had too many Bloody Marys this morning.
That passenger was heard using racist slurs and refusing to cooperate.
He's using racial slurs. He's in people's faces.
F-bombs and N-bombs. It's just stuff, all saying a lot of stuff.
I didn't expect, like, racism to be, like, I didn't think he would be so open about it. Just, like, to be yelling stuff on the plane like that with kids around. I was like, wow, that's low-key very, very crazy.
When a flight attendant asked for help, this man, fellow passengers, called the linebacker in 17C, stepped in to help.
He just, like, got up and just sat him down in the seat like a little kid.
The man was taken off the plane by police to both cheers and boos. And now these passengers have quite a Hollywood tale to tell.
What a mess, huh? They are affected by words which bring on false identities. They're so moved. I don't believe racism brought into this. They got me using all kinds of N-words and everything. What would happen if you were not identified with words or identities? Would you have been affected by this guy if what they were saying happened? Would it just be his problem, or would it be yours too? If you had no identity at all. It's okay not to identify with anything. It's okay. Even Jesus the Christ said, if you want a life, you got to give up a life. Ain't no way around it. Meaning that you got to give up all of your identities. You got to let them all, even your idea about how you believe in God and in Jesus. You got dumb people believing that Jesus is God, and they believe that. And they're stuck because it's just a belief, an idea, and it does nothing good for them at all. Why don't you at some point for your own self realize, you know what? I'm going to drop all these identities. I'm just going to be. I'm not going to be in competition with anyone. I'm not going to judge anyone. I'm going to let people live like they want to live. I'm not going to preach at them. I'm not going to try to save them or anything. I'm not going to interfere with anyone else's life. I'm just going to be. And then somebody get drunk on the plane, if this guy was drunk or whatever, and he started yelling and carried on. As long as he doesn't hurt you physically, you'll be fine. You arrive in L.A. at whenever, and you'll be at perfect peace. You won't be all shocked. Oh, I can't believe it. Racism. Believe in something that doesn't even exist. It's just a made-up word. It's like believing God in your mind, right? It's just a made-up word. You believed it, you overreacted to that word, and now you're stuck and easily motivated one way or another by a word. Think about that. How can you be free and be subjected to words like that and identity? Why don't you let your identities go? If you want a life, you got to give up the false life. Because it's just a false life. It's not even real. You're none of those things that you believe that you are, or whatever people say about you. Why don't you let it go? What will happen if you never competed or tried to be like anyone else. You learn from one another. You hear things and you learn, you realize from it. But what would happen if you were just you? One other thing that would stop happening immediately if you were to overcome the false self, the ideas, and the words, you'll stop fighting with people the way blacks do. The blacks are always fighting. You can't go anywhere now and enjoy your life, you and your wife, or just you by yourself, and there are blacks around. You can bet, you can put your bottom dollar, there's going to be a fight. Or some type of disturbance. You can't even sit in a theater and enjoy a movie without them talking and carrying on. And then they have to look around and tell them, can you slow it down? Can you be quiet? We're in a movie. They're going to wait and fight you. According to this report, NBC 10 Boston, a 35-year-old Harvard researcher from Brazil says multiple teens attacked him after a movie at the AMC Boston's Common 19. No one has been arrested. Watch this from ABC 10 Boston.
They just punched me. I didn't fight back.
That's why 35-year-old Tiago Rentz, a Harvard researcher from Brazil, has this black eye. He says it happened early Thursday morning inside the Boston Common AMC Theater. A group of teenagers were being loud, clapping and screaming, so he asked them to be quiet. When that didn't work, he tried again.
I asked them for respect. I asked them to leave the theater because we just wanted to watch the movie.
After the 9:45 p.m. horror movie Weapons finished, the violence off-screen started as the crowd was leaving the second-floor theater.
They made like a wall. I tried to pass, to leave, and they couldn't let me pass.
His friend didn't want to show her face, but tells us what she remembers seeing and hearing.
Let's go outside to solve this. That's what I remember. When I looked back, they were already, like, hitting him.
In the head.
In the head, and like, all, I saw four. I think there were more. I think five, maybe.
I was, like, scared, and I just faced the wall, protected my face and my head.
His friend ran for help but had no luck at first. Eventually, she found a cleaning lady who led them to a security guard.
Then after 30 minutes or more, the police came.
Rent says since the incident, he's heard nothing from the theater. He feels there needs to be more security in place, especially at late night movies.
Amazing, huh? All because of word and false identity. This reminds you of the story in Ohio when those blacks were accused of attacking the white man and the white woman. Blacks have been conditioned with words and emotions and false identity. White people are your problem. And according to the report, according to the police report, the suspects were black. This is from our news break. He described the suspect as skinny black men in hoodies wearing all black clothes. This is according to the police statement. Oh, you're not going to read it. I just read it.
My
oh,
bad.
Okay.
Yeah,
no,
that's exactly what you just said, what I just showed you.
And what did it say again?
He described the suspects as skinny black men in hoodies wearing all black clothes, according to the police statement. That's according to Newsbreak.
Remember when you were able to go to the movie any time of day or night, get some popcorn, relax, and enjoy the movie? You can't do that anymore. The blacks are out of control. They're not going to talk about black fatigue. It's gone past that now. Because they have been told the white man is their problem. They are not taught to be self-controlled, self-contained. They're out of control now. You can't even go to a public place and they're going to be there and there's going to be some type of fight or something. 888-7753-773. Quick break. Back in a moment to your calls. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this.
I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Why not overcome the world inside of you, and as a result, you will overcome the world outside of you? There are, I probably would say nearly all, no, I will say that, most people don't believe that you can have perfect peace right here on earth. They say, no one has peace, and then they try to describe or explain why you can't have perfect peace on earth and that it's normal to have anger. Who's going to try to explain anger as good? Why do you think anger is necessary or good? Anyway, announcement. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11, and at 11, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby, the American Anchor Baby. And this Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a very interesting discussion with Father Kevin Robinson. He is an Anglican priest, TV and radio host, conservative commentator, and a founding member of the Anglo-Catholic fraternity, Brotherhood of the Holy Trinity. That's a lot. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Look, I love my country. I love Great Britain. It used to be the greatest empire in the world. The England that I grew up in is not the England that I recognize now.
When Donald Trump is gone, we will become like the UK and other countries. There's nothing to stop it.
Mass deportation is part of it. Why do we have so many white liberal women voting in policies that undermine our democracy?
Yeah.
It's not sexist, it's not misogynistic, because the most important unit within a nation is the family.
A very interesting discussion. I was looking forward to it. I was aware of him. I had seen him on Fox News and other, mostly Fox News channel there. And it was an interesting discussion. I think you're going to like it. The FallenState.tv this Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can support the Fallen State right there by becoming a member on the YouTube channel there. TheFallenState.tv or locals.com. Jesse Lee Peterson.locals.com. Amazing. I want to go to Jamal out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Jamal, Happy Man History Month. You're on the air. Jamal?
Hey, Jesse. Can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Okay, I had to pull over real quick. Happy Men's History Month, man.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, I had a question. I know I understand what it means to protect, you know, my kids from my mother-in-law. But I wonder, is it my responsibility to protect my wife from her mom?
Yes. It's your responsibility in that when you get married, you take your wife far away from her family and your family, and you create your own family. And let's say that she, because all women are afraid of their mothers, they become like their mothers, and the mothers love the control over even the adult children, she's not going to let go. And let's say that your wife is too weak to deal with her mother in the right way, make her back off, then you should tell the mother or whomever in the family that's interfering with your family to stay away.
Okay. What if, you know, I see how controlling the mom is.
Yeah.
You know, she's losing control of her daughter, and she has control over other kids. But, and she, you know, she wants control of my kids, but, you know, I already told my wife, like, you know, don't take my kids around her. But, you know, I think my wife still wants to have that relationship with her. She still wants to
Your wife needs to make up her mind, does she want a relationship with you or with her mother? She can't have both.
Okay.
Why haven't you told her mother that you're not going to let your children come around her? And she can't come around your children. Why haven't you told your mother-in-law that?
Well, I don't really speak to her, I guess.
And does your wife still take your children around her?
Well, she stopped. She stopped. But I told her, I think the last time I told her, hey, if you want to see your mom, it's fine. But, you know, my kids, no.
And how do you know she's not doing it behind your back?
I'm not sure if she is or not. I don't know. You know, I'm working, so I'm not 100% sure.
Does your wife obey you?
She does.
Okay, so most likely she's not allowing your mother-in-law around your children?
Right.
How old are the kids?
They're like 2, 3, 2, 1. In a couple months. Yeah, small kids.
Amazing.
And it's funny how they're so small, she already wants them.
Because she wanted to destroy them like she's done your wife. She's a blood-sucking bat, and she needs some fresh blood.
Yeah, she does.
That's all that is.
Yeah, I know. So I know, like, you know, she's always trying to see, you know, can I see you? Can I see you with my wife? And I don't know if it's like, you know, I already told her, like, I just don't want my family around her. But and I'm like, you're part of the family, so that includes you.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's, you know, that's my responsibility, keep her away from her mom. Or do I let her overcome that on her own?
No, it's your responsibility to tell your wife she cannot go around her mother. And again, if she most women, men and women are afraid of their mothers. She may be afraid to, I don't want to hurt her feelings. I can't tell her this. I don't want to hurt her. Then you have to tell the mother. You should tell the mother-in-law that my wife cannot come around you. You can't come around my wife. Is your wife working on herself?
She is. She is.
And how do you know she is?
Well, she does the silent prayer. She's gone and forgiven her mom.
And then, so why can't she say no to her mother then?
I don't know if it's that that brainwashing. I don't know if she still wants that relationship.
But if she has forgiven her mother and father, right?
Yeah, she's forgiven. Well, she never really knew her dad, but she's forgiven him.
Okay. And so how can she? She can't be controlled by her mother any longer. She can't be brainwashed or anything if she has forgiven her mother.
Right. Yeah, she has, been listening to you, and she has, like, according to her, gone and forgiven her.
So then why can't she just say, no, you're not coming here, we're not coming there? Why can't she just say that?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. And maybe it's like what you said, that I need to be the one to say it.
But if she has truly forgiven her mother, she'll be able to say it, because you can't be around all the time. And that mother is not going to give up. She's going to even build an army against your wife if your wife has truly forgiven her, and your wife now can say no to her. You're not coming around here, and we're not coming over there to your place. The mother would go and build an army with the rest of the brothers and sisters. They would build an army or family members against your wife. But your wife would be okay with that, too, if she has.
Yeah, they have started to do that already, too,
yeah,
for sure.
And so your wife should not be afraid then to tell your mother no. I mean, her mother no, or your mother, to be honest.
Okay. She might be listening.
Yeah, wife, if you are forgiven and you know how your mother is, and she just wanted to destroy your children in the way she did with you, you got to protect your children from her. And there, you have a right. You're not wrong for protecting your children from evil.
Yeah. I think she might see, like, you know, with my parents, I do see how, you know, they'll want to control my kids the same way. And I'm able to deal with them, like, we can have a conversation, but I think maybe she wants to be able to have that conversation too, and deal with them the way I deal with my parents. But I don't know if she realized like how controlling her mom is.
Well, how can she not realize that if she's paying attention to herself? She knows that her mother controlling.
Yeah, she does.
And don't pretend that she doesn't know. She does know.
Okay.
So, any other questions?
No, I think that that cleared it up.
And what is clear to you now?
That it is my job to protect my wife. You know, she is part of the family.
Yeah.
And I just need to make sure that I'm doing that, and I'm not wrong for doing that. You know, I had that thought came and made me doubt. Made me have a doubt.
You are the head of your wife and your children. You have a responsibility. You're not responsible for your wife's spiritual life. She got to work on that herself. But as far as the physical, your responsibility is to provide. And when situations like this come up, where her mother tried to, I want to see my grandchildren. I didn't see it. And she tried to force it. Your wife is afraid to tell her mother no, then you step in and tell the mother no, because those are your children. You can say no to the mother-in-law, and if she get mad, be glad of that too, but because now she'll stay away.
Yeah.
And she'll say bad things about you.
Oh, yes. I know in the beginning she probably said great things. Now she'll be like, this evil man.
He's just controlling her. She's only doing it because of him. He's controlling her. She'll tell a lie on you to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't matter to you. It shouldn't matter to you at all what she says or what she thinks.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I know my parents might think the same thing about me. but it don't matter.
Yeah, it's not your concern about what others think about you.
Right.
I wish you well, man.
All right, thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
All right, then.
Bye. Let me go to another Josh. Well, not another Josh, but another Georgia. Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, oh, my. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jesse.
Hey, Josh.
Yes, sir. I was calling for that biblical question, man.
Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus?
I would say neither, because I see believing is like a trick word, and that it stops you from understanding, and it encourages you to just kind of regurgitate and, you know, intellectualize knowledge.
So you neither believe in, you don't believe in the Bible nor Jesus?
Nope.
Amazing. I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you for that, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Josh, what would happen to you if you had no identity?
I'd probably be untouchable.
So why don't you drop all identities?
Seems like I drop it, you mean just, I don't know if I even know what that means, but I drop it. Like, just watch it. Just watch. Not call myself anything, but just watch all the thoughts.
All the false identities and thoughts that run through you, but don't call it you. Don't identify with it at all. Have no reaction to it within yourself. What would happen if you lived that way?
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, good.
But I don't. I don't know. I still believe. I still chase thrills. Well, something in me chases the thrills, and I watch it. And something in me. I just watch it, man. I see things happening. I see my actions are not me. And
good.
Yeah. That's what you mean when you say drop it. You mean when you say just watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have no reaction to it. Don't call it you. Don't argue with it. Don't fight with it. Just see it.
Okay. I was trained to be heavy in the words through college. And so when you... I take the word, like you were just saying in the monologue, the words really trick me.
It's amazing how human beings are affected by words. Just think about that. It's just a word. And a word has no meaning at all. And yet, human beings are so affected by words.
Yeah, that's all I did in school was make note cards and focus on words. And memorize stuff and regurgitate it.
Yeah.
And that focused me on the words really heavily. And now when I even talk to you, like you've been working out of that. And so I'm focused on the words that you say, you know, but that's something I let pass. So
yeah, when you
growing out of that.
Knowledge is fine as long as you don't hold on to it. So you're getting knowledge when you hear me speak about these things. But the problem is people identify with the knowledge and that's when they get stuck. They're stuck in the knowledge, and then they just start repeating the knowledge instead of letting it go so the understanding can come.
Yeah, that's been happening to me for years, and that's what they trained me to do that since I was a kid. So good to know it now, you know.
Yeah, stay with it. And as long as you just watch what's happening on the inside of you, do nothing about it, no reaction to it at all, you'll be fine.
All right.
Thank you, Josh, right, for responding to the biblical question, man.
No problem. Thank you for having it, man.
Right. All right.
All right.
Right now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Jim in Alaska on Punchy.tv.
Nice. Hey, Jim, I'm Punchy.
Men's History Month shout out. As an ex Air Force guy, I have to shout out Wilbur and Orville Wright, Wright, renowned for inventing and building the world's first successful airplane and for making the first controlled sustained flight of a powered, heavier than air aircraft. Their historic flight took place December 17th, 1903 at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.
Amazing.
Nice.
I remember that. Amazing.
Me too. I was there.
Thank you, Jim. From Alaska, right?
That's right.
Thank you, Jim. Amazing, man. History moment. August is Men's History Month. Thank you.
A very generous 33 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk from Aries One.
Thank you, Aries One.
No
I
message.
Appreciate it.
Deplorable Dave from Rosamond, California. Two coffees. Thank you.
Thank
he says, Jesse, thank you for naming the title of this past Sunday's fellowship, No One Is Good. Thank you for reminding everyone that no one is good except God alone.
That's right. It's amazing how that's another false identity. Everyone think that they are good. Even no good people think they're good. It's crazy. But thank you.
Anthony on Cash App, that's Bond JLP.
And James named that anyway, right?
Yeah.
Amazing job, Hake.
Thank you.
White people, some are.
Indeed, they are. Anthony says, 20,000 new HIV cases in Atlanta the last 8 months, says he.
Wow.
I hadn't heard about that.
Me either.
I didn't even know there were 20,000 people there.
Me either. Everybody got HIV? What's up? I'm not aware of that, but thank you.
Dive 266-32225, might have added an extra two, says, I'm sorry, but Trump is a traitor too. That's over on Odyssey, ODYSEE.com.
He's a traitor?
Yeah.
Traitor to what? You better be thankful for Trump. What the?
Says he's a Jew puppet, Trumpstein.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I know you're just playing. I understand. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dive 266-3225.
Yeah. Thank you, Dive.
Over on gab.com, in response to your biblical question, do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus?
Yes.
Megan says both the Word of God reveals the Word, capital W, Word, which she's suggesting, I believe, is Jesus.
She said what?
The Word, but she believes in both.
Oh, she believe in the Bible and Jesus?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she says, the Word of God reveals the Word.
Amazing.
Nice.
Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And Jay Rackham says, Jesus is the living Word. The Bible is an important collection of books, however. So it sounds like he believes in Jesus.
And not the Bible. He believe in that. You believe in Jesus and not the Bible?
Right.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. We'll have to read the rest later. It's all for now.
2 more hours to go. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. The hate news is coming now, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From Rage to Responsibility. From Rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
All kinds of
that's going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already of Wednesday, August 20th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news. That's me. And JLP will be right back for hour two. And more of your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats and more great stories. But by the way, tomorrow night is the Women's Forum, the third Thursday of the month, the 21st of August, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, AD 2025. Join us, ladies. Join JLP, that is, not me, and your fellow woman, your fellow lady at the Women's Forum. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. And today, I believe, is Punchy TV live an hour after the end of the American Anchor Baby. Okay, so make sure you are following Punchy TV on YouTube and other platforms. You can even subscribe to Punchy TV on your favorite podcast platform if you have one, or find one. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, Hurricane Erin, E-R-I-N, a woman's name, properly named storm, may not be forecast to make landfall, but the sprawling Category 2 storm still going to impact much of the East Coast as it tracks north this week. On Tuesday, North Carolina Governor Josh Stein declared a state of emergency to prepare for the life-threatening rip currents. You know, they've done a bunch of rescues, a few dozen, I thought I remember reading before. Rip currents and storm surge expected to affect the coastal region. Storm surge, I learned from one of you guys in the chat, is or super chat, is when the water levels full-blown rise. Explain that, flat earthers. Nice, huh? Cool. And or awesome, anyway. Terrible and awesome. Also, in the Smithsonian, our greatest President Trump escalated his rhetoric about the Smithsonian Institution on Tuesday, alleging that its museums were too focused on negative aspects of U.S. history. Communist, including how bad slavery was. The comments, which he posted on his social media site, Truth Social. Make sure you follow the Hake Report on Truth Social. Not that I post that much, but Real Donald Trump is also on Truth Social. And others. Came a week after the White House ordered a review of Smithsonian's museums and exhibits, quote, to ensure alignment with the president's directive to celebrate American exceptionalism, remove divisive or partisan narratives, which they have a lot of, and restore confidence in our shared cultural institutions. If the Smithsonian refuses to purge materials that conflict with Trump's political directives and righteous directives, they could suffer a similar fate to the Institute of Museum and Library Services and the National Endowment for the Arts and Humanities. Both organizations lost tens of millions of dollars in federal funding subsidies this year, which has affected small museums, libraries, arts programs, and research projects across the country. We are demonetizing and defunding liberal communism and lies. The fake race is a mess. Very cool. Our greatest President Trump. And immigration. People applying to live or work in the United States will now be screened for, quote, anti-Americanism. Anti-Americanism, unquote. In their immigration applications. Isn't that great? That's good. Authorities said that on Tuesday. I think it's good anyway. It depends on who's judging. According to a policy update by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, immigration officers will be able to scrutinize applicants' social media posts for any anti-American activity. Pretty nice. Aaron Reichlin-Melnick. Reichlin-Melnick. A senior fellow at American Immigration Council compared the move to McCarthyism. Also, probably somewhat of a good thing, right? In the 1950s, when authorities prosecuted left-wing communist individuals amid a widespread public panic over communism and its influence on U.S. institutions, which has proven to be way too true. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two. We'll be right back.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. Second hour of the show. In the third hour, Manhood Hour, you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And the biblical question, my biblical question for this week, do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Do you believe? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, you're chasing ICE as ICE chased the illegal aliens, or you are a Democrat and you just lost and you sing all the time because you don't know what else to do, so you just protest by singing and carrying on. Or you a mother who don't love the man's children, and so you're getting ready to send them all to a public school system so that the school can destroy them while you get praises and thrills from being at work. Or you just working out. You can be listening to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. A spiritual battle. You got to give up a false life if you want real life. Only for those who want to overcome their thrills and their misery. You got to overcome the world inside of you and the world outside of you, but inside of you first. And to the blacks, y'all, not all. You're getting worse. Because you're totally lost in your imagination. You're lost in anger. And as a result, you're being manipulated and controlled and don't even know it. And you're attacking white people everywhere. This is what they did in Africa, South Africa. And now white people, there's a genocide upon whites in South Africa by the blacks. That's happening right here in America. We told you about this story where, according to the report, I wasn't there. This man, a Harvard researcher from Brazil, went to a movie. He and his woman, it sounded like a lady was with him, and they were attacked by the blacks because, according to the story, they told the blacks to be quiet inside the movie. Why do you have to tell people to be quiet inside the theater? Don't you know already that you should be quiet? Everybody wants, people are there to hear the music, the movie. But the blacks don't care, especially if it's white. They don't care. I would suggest, black people, that you drop your anger. Forgive your mothers because you're just like mama. You're acting like what you become. You become like what you hate, your mothers. And you're yearning for the father. That's the only way out. You must forgive. And it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. You know how people say, well, it's going to get worse before it get better? No. It's gone. My country is over. And I suggest you be grateful that God has given America yet another little break by giving us Donald Trump, the great white hope. And just imagine if you can handle business like Trump, and they call him king. They have king rally. You notice how Donald Trump, all the power and authority is inside of him, and the people who hate him are going crazy. They're screaming, they're yelling, they're singing, they're trying to protect illegal alien criminals. Did you ever imagine people go, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days, the world gone crazy. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days when the lines between right and wrong wasn't so hazy. And Grandpa, it's insane, but that's hell on earth coming through human beings. The president is doing a great job in making America great again. Fox News reported, President Donald Trump described his White House negotiations with Ukraine president and European leaders as a very good early step toward ending the nearly four-year-old Russia and Ukraine war. Isn't that amazing? Here's when Trump assured that there would be no American boots on the ground in Ukraine. This happened during a phone call interview on Fox and Friends with Fox and Friends. Watch this soundbite.
Well, you have my assurance, and I'm president, and I'm just trying to stop people from being killed, Charlie. Look, they're losing from 5,000 to 7,000 people a week in that ridiculous war that should have never happened. If we had a normal president, not even a great president, if we had a normal president, it wouldn't have happened. But we had a guy that didn't have a clue. And they're losing, think of it, 5,000 to 7,000 a week. So even these guys, they'll say, okay, let's meet next week. I say, you can't meet next week. Next week, you're going to have 7,000 more dead people. You can't do that. You got to get this thing done. One of the things at the table was one of the gentlemen, who's a great guy, but he said, I hope I didn't insult him. He said, well, let's meet in another month or two, and let's see if we can start, making some money. I said, a month or two? You're going to have another 40,000 people dead in a month or two. You have to do it tonight. And I did, actually. I called President Putin, and we're trying to work out a meeting with President Zelensky. We'll see what happens there. And then if it works out, then I'll go to the Trilat and close it up.
Amazing. When the last time we had a president that did not want a war? The government love wars because they make a lot of money off wars. And this is a president that desperately trying to end war, a war. He was in several already. You better be grateful. It could be different in a bad way. Just imagine if the fallen messiah, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, or that female that tried to run and didn't know what she was doing. What's her name? Kamala Harris or whatever. You would be in a mess right now. And one other quick thing. Here's more proof why women should not be in leadership positions. It's not in them to do it. It's just not there, ladies. You're not to blame, ladies. It's not in you. You can't make something happen that's not there. And yet you try and it doesn't work. It won't work. It ain't going to work. It can't work. This is from the Independent. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni was caught rolling her eyes at German Chancellor Friedrich Merz during the Ukraine peace talk. The Italian Prime Minister was one of several European leaders in Washington on Monday, August 18, as Ukraine President Zelensky met Trump for crunch peace talk. Watch this from Independent. Watch this, lady.
I think this is extremely helpful that we are meeting and hearing that the two of you are having such a good meeting today here in Washington. Let's work on that and let's try to put pressure on Russia, because the credibility of these efforts we are undertaking today are depending on at least a ceasefire from the beginning of the serious negotiations from next step on. So I would like to emphasize this aspect and would like to see a ceasefire from the next meeting, which should be a trilateral meeting wherever it takes place.
Well, we're going to let the president go over and talk to the president.
She looks like, Lord, where am I? Why am I here with these men? I don't know what I'm doing. I'd rather be at home cooking. Hake is wondering if she understands English. If she doesn't, she shouldn't be in that room there, right? You got this female in this room with all these men, and they're talking business, and she has no idea what they're talking about. Don't they normally, like, put a, you're right, Hake, they put a translator in there when you don't know, you can't speak the same language. This woman has no business. She looked bored. No, habla English. No. She doesn't know what's going on. She don't know it. She doesn't know anything about leading. And they up in there talking manly business, how to end a war. She's like, what the? She look crazy. She kind of look lunatic-like. She look like she cries at night. And as you know, when she's crying, she's lying. And nobody seems to care that she's looking all around, looking crazy. What a mess! 888-77-53-773. Let me go to first-time caller Eric out of New York. Eric, happy Men's History Month. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. I just want to take a moment to really appreciate you and that I found you. For you really helped me in my life, and I'm very excited to be talking to you.
Right on. Thank you.
You know, it's amazing that until I found what you were saying, about how men are supposed to be not, I don't want to say superior, but, you know, it goes God, Jesus,
right,
the Father, the wife, the children, that we're really screwed up in this country. And I think, you know, like it was taught from my parents about how this should be. You know, I went through a divorce. Before I spoke, you know, heard what you were saying, was as I got older, my mother transferred a lot of anger that she had towards my father onto me.
Yep.
But as I got older and got married and lived life, I really started to see that my father wasn't that wrong. and I forgave him, but I didn't know why I forgave him. I forgave him, but I didn't have the full aspect of the whole situation, that it came from my mother. It was a real eye-opening to hear from you, to where I had to go back and say, yeah, I get it now, you know, and my mother's still alive. I'm 54 and, she's 82 and she'll still drive you fucking crazy. Oh, sorry, Jesse. I didn't mean to curse. She'll still drive you nuts.
How
you know,
is she
but,
able to drive? Have you gone and forgiven her?
You know,
let me know.
Yes, I'm trying to, but it's still difficult to deal with her.
You
see, you know, even
yes,
my brother.
I'm
just,
trying to. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I have.
You told her you forgive her what she's done?
I can't tell her that.
Why not?
Because she'll deny that she ever did anything wrong.
So have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I have.
Well, what do you mean you can't tell her that?
I can't say, Mom, I've forgiven you for what you've done wrong, because it'll hurt her.
It'll
hurt
her?
To think that she ever did anything wrong. Yeah, it will, because she's the only thing she's done the right thing for us as our mother. You know, my father left, so my father was always to blame.
And so you haven't gone and forgiven her then?
But how do I forget? I don't know. What is a full forgiveness?
Let me start over, Eric. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I believe I have.
Yeah, and you went to her and said what?
I've tried to say it in the most gentlest way without hurting her, because she'll take it as she'll be hurt by thinking that she did anything wrong, when she was only thought what she was doing was right.
And what did you say to her when you went and forgave her?
I said, Mom, I go, you know, the past, and you know, I forgive you, but she gets very defensive to it.
So you haven't forgiven your mother. How do you expect to go free if you don't forgive? How do you expect?
But how do I forgive her without hurting her feelings?
What feelings?
Do I have to tell her that I forgive her, or can I just forgive her in my own heart?
No, you got to tell her.
But I don't think she has the capacity to accept that, to understand that she was wrong in any capacity.
That's
because
not the
still,
reason you're not forgiving her. You're not forgiving your mother because you're afraid of your mother.
Well, you know, my father passed away.
You're 54 years old, and you're still afraid of your mother?
I'm not afraid of her.
You
no,
are.
I'm not
Why
afraid of her
you,
at all.
You said, I'm afraid I hurt her feeling. That's fear.
Well, I'm not afraid of her, but I'm afraid I don't want to hurt her.
But that's fear that you have
it.
Fear, Eric.
Well, maybe you're right. But I don't know how do I articulate that fear? What is that fear?
Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you, for turning me away from my father, doing whatever else you did. I realize now you can help yourself. I'm sorry for resenting you for that. And God will forgive you. And you better be glad. Well, not better be. You should be happy that she's alive, because it's harder for folks to forgive after the parents have expired. Your mother's still living. You don't understand that feelings are an illusion. They're not real.
Right. I am starting to grasp it. Yep, I get it.
And so if you're grasping that, why are you concerned about her feelings?
Because she was there for us.
Why
you know,
are you concerned about
like
her
my
feelings?
Father, what it looked like my father walking away was actually him running away.
But you're doing
I
the same thing.
It now.
You're running away from your mother the same way your father ran from her.
Well, I wish this was taught in high school.
No, you better be glad you're seeing it now. Don't worry about high school.
Yeah.
How are you going to overcome fear if you don't face your mother? Every woman you get involved with is going to be
mama. I don't
mama.
Feel that I'm afraid. I just don't want to hurt her.
But that's fear.
Is it?
Yes. You're saying,
okay.
I am afraid to hurt her. isn't afraid fear?
Well, I confronted her.
No, and you haven't.
You know, when my father passed away, the first thing she said was, "Thank God he's dead." You know, and I'm like, "How long are you gonna be? You've divorced from my father 23 years, and you're still mad." You know, like, you got to move on. You know, I learned to move on.
But you haven't moved on.
Well, I haven't moved on from her, but.
So you haven't moved on.
So I have to.
How will you overcome the spirit of your mother if you don't confront the spirit by forgiving her? She couldn't help her. Her mother did it to her.
Oh, without a doubt.
So knowing that error, why are you refusing? I understand why, because you have fear of your mother. You're 54 years old, and you're still afraid of your mother.
But if I go to her and tell her this, and she doesn't accept it, but I said it, am I clear of it? Have I forgiven her?
Why does she need to accept you forgiving her?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. Does she have to? She will accept
she
it.
She should pretend she doesn't understand it. She can blame you or blame your daddy. She can blame everybody but herself. She can cry. She can lay down and die. That's on her.
But until I say it, I have to physically confront her and say it.
You just asked me that.
That's what I'm telling you I should do, right?
If you want to be free, if you don't want to be free, you don't
have
to.
I do want to be free. Listen, I've never experienced any words that you put out there before. You know, nobody talks about this. And, you know, and I think the manhood has been lost in our society. You know, I think my grandparents were the ones who just like, I think part of it's the breakdown of society where women went to work and got egos and
Eric,
all this crazy.
You're not going to get your manhood back until you face your mother.
Yeah, because I'm in the middle of a divorce too now, and I have four kids. And
I'm not surprised because you married your mother and you went through exactly what your father went through with your mother.
I did. I totally agree. And I would have never seen it until listening to your show. You brought a lot of enlightenment to me. And I got to tell you, the last 6 weeks I've been cooped up in my own house because I broke my leg. And it's been the most enlightening 6 weeks I've had by myself, to where I'm trying to look into my own soul and to understand where I'm at.
Right on. And it'll become clearer. Once you face your mother.
If you're saying that's.
I don't want to force you to
release my soul. I want to know. I do want to release it. I do want to. Listen, anger has been a positive and a negative for me.
And there's nothing positive about anger. Zero.
Well, I've been driven by sales all my life, and I built a very successful company.
Positive. There's nothing positive about anger.
Well,
you could have done the same thing with sales and even a better job if you had no anger.
And you know what? I got the next few years of my life that I want to expunge that. I want to let go of that anger.
Then go forgive your mother before she dies.
Yeah, no, I'll do it. Yeah, but where do I go from there? And how do I repair my relationship with my own children during this divorce?
Don't worry
because
about
my
all
wife
that.
Is very controlling.
Eric, don't worry about that now. You got to overcome your darkness. And the only way you're going to and again, don't do this if you don't see clearly for yourself that you need to forgive your mother. If you don't see it and you don't want to do it, don't do it. I don't want to force you to do it.
What's the next step after I forgive her, though?
I'm sorry.
Where do I go from there?
Why are you thinking about that?
I don't know.
Why not live now? Why do you think about what's going to happen? Where do I go from there? Don't worry about that. It'll take care of itself.
So it's one day at a time.
Why are you thinking ahead like that?
Because I have anxiety. I'm very wound up. And, I built a very successful business. And you always had to think two steps ahead. And I'm in that mindset.
So you're lost in hell in your imagination. How will you overcome if you don't forgive your mother so you can overcome your mother's nature? You're just like your mother.
Well, I wouldn't even know that was a problem until I got to listen to you.
But now you know.
I do know, but I'm just trying to understand the next steps I take.
Don't think about the next step and forgive her. Why are you thinking about the next step when you haven't even taken the first step?
Yeah, I get it. You're right. That's why I'm so happy to talk to you today.
What's causing you to think about, who is telling you to think about the next
step? Because I don't want to hurt anybody.
How are you going to hurt someone by forgiving them?
Because she'll be like, what do you forgive me for? She'll be insulted.
How will you hurt someone by forgiving them?
You got a point.
No, that was a question.
No, I know. I understand what you're saying.
That was a question. How will you hurt someone by forgiving them?
Because I'm concerned that they thought everything they were doing in life was correct for us.
How will you hurt someone by forgiving them?
No, you can't.
So why you keep saying that then?
Forgiveness is... You're right.
No, that's a
question. And you know, I have a brother too. My brother too. We experienced the same thing about my mother. It doesn't matter.
Your mother destroys everything that she touches.
Where does that all come from?
Evil.
Just because they're evil?
Uh-huh.
Women are evil? That's...
Yes.
So I'm in the middle of a divorce,
and my wife is
doing the same thing to me during this divorce. You know, she vowed never to include our children in on the divorce, and now she's backed into a corner, and she's put our children into the mix. And I'm, like, so shocked that she did it.
Why?
But you're right. You're right, Jesse. Because I thought, you know what? I got to be honest with you. I always look for validation. I always look for the pat on the back.
Because you're just like your mother, man. You think like a woman, you act like a woman. Your thoughts are a woman thoughts.
Yeah, my father was never like that. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. My grandfather, my father's side, let me tell you something. He grew up in an orphanage, and he went out, and he went out west, and he was a firefighter with the American Indians. And I look back on this guy's life, and I'm like, wow, what a wimp I was.
What a wimp you are. You're afraid of your mother.
I don't think it's I'm afraid, Jesse. I don't want to hurt her.
You said that you're afraid of hurting her feeling. You said, I am afraid.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, okay. I get it now. I'm afraid of hurting her feelings.
Isn't that fear?
Yeah, you're right.
Isn't that fear of your mother?
You just said... It locked it in for me, yep. I get you. Sometimes it's that key moment that it locks it all in, and you're right. And I know you're right. I just got to see it for myself.
So, and emotions, do you think your mother's feelings are real?
No.
So why are you concerned about feelings when you know they're not real? Your mother used that to control you and everyone else. She pretended to be hurt. She's not really hurt. She's pretending.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that they, women do this purposely or just through their own emotions?
They do it unconsciously.
Okay, so it is unconscious.
But they still love it because they see they control people with it. They control their children with it. They control their husband, a boyfriend, or their bosses.
Do you think they do it maliciously, or they just can't? They really?
Yeah.
I mean, I was an agent. I was an agent for my mother.
Yeah, you know, just like your mama.
Their divorce. You know, she used me to get to him, and
as I got older. Yeah, I got to take a break. Forgive your mother.
Okay, I appreciate you, man. I really appreciate you, though.
Let me know how it goes.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye now. Quick break. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. The anchor baby is jam energy, jamming all the way to heaven. 888-7753-773. Quick announcement. Number one, I will do cameos for you, shout out, personal shout outs, birthday shout outs, weddings, congratulations, anniversary. I do them all the time. They are beautiful. You and the person that you send the shout out to would love the shout out. Shout out, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And I haven't mentioned my amazing books. I have amazing books. I highly recommend them, and I will sign them for you if you like, or to whomever you would like, from Rage to Responsibility. My first book, I was very young then. See, I was so young. I didn't even know I was young. What the? And then Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black American. And they're using words and emotions to do it with. Isn't that amazing? And it hasn't changed. And then the little small pocket guy, I love this little guide because it's just 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success. Whether you're working or you want to start a business or you start a business, we use this for our entrepreneur program. It's a little pocket guide you can carry around with you or whatever. 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, just 7 steps. If you do them, you can't fail. You got to be more than just a hearer. You got to be a doer. And you can put the little book in your pocket, pocketbook, ladies. Guys, you can put it in your jacket pocket or back pocket or whatever. And then the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. That book just kind of bring it all in. It's like at the end of the week, you pick all this cotton, then you put it on the back of the truck, then you take it to the cotton gin, you sell it. You brought it all in. The antidote does that. I highly recommend them all. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or rebuildingtheman.com/stores, rebuildingtheman.com/store. Either way, my coffee is there, Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee. And people are like, Jesse, did you make that coffee down in Alabama on the plantation? No. I wish I had thought of it then. But the coffee, we have T-shirts and mugs and all kinds of things, right? Rebuildingtheman.shop or rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Amazing stuff there for you. And every dime goes back to the organization. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly to a first time call out of Dallas, Romy. Romy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Mr. Jesse, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Romy.
Sir, I love your show. I love how you lay out stuff for people. Man, you are an amazing person. God
amazing.
Have blessed you.
Thank you.
Amazing. Amazing person. And I just wanted to share a little message. The way God made you a beautiful spot, meaning, let me say more specifically, like, this is what I, you know, want you to see if you can manage it. Like, you know, like, I'm originally, I shouldn't say it, but I'm from Pakistan. But, you know, over there, they're women. They don't speak up in the front of the man. And Pakistan is a Muslim country. But I hear your topic about women, how they're spoiled in America. And we, all men, need to get together and line them up. I don't know how's that going to work, but you're trying your best. But, you know, this is what I like you to do. Like, you know, set up a convention somewhere, you know, like 2-3 days convention, invite all the priests, invite all the pastor from different churches, you know, because you have a people, like you have a community within the internet, the people watch your shows and stuff. So you could get all these people together, like 2-3 days, nonstop worshiping, musical, pastor come doing the lectures. And I'm talking about all kind of, like Catholics, Baptists, Church of Jesus Christ, whoever believe in Jesus, you know, and do the 3 days, 3 nights convention here, there, different states and different cities. I mean, God give you enough power to arrange something like this with the bishops and pastors, you know.
But the pastors don't want to hear the truth. They don't even want the people to know the truth.
That is so true.
And so
that is so true.
If we were to have a convention like that, they're not going to show up because they need the people to be asleep. They don't want the people to know the truth because the people make them feel like they're real pastors or real bishops or real this. They're hypocrites. They don't want the people to know the truth.
But you know, few of them or some of them.
Like who?
The ones speak the truth. So there's none of them?
No.
Oh, man, we are screwed. We are screwed. In
no,
the name
not.
Of Jesus Christ.
You're not.
I'm talking about all these churches and people. They go and listen to them. And they're
screwed, yeah.
Oh, man.
Why? You said that you shouldn't say you're from Pakistan. Why you shouldn't say that?
Well, you know, I was born and raised Catholic, and I've been a gospel singer in the Catholic Church. I used to do 3 masses, and you know how people like criticize you, like, but I'm not scared. I'm not. I've been here 32 years. I've become U.S. citizen.
So
I have to wait.
Were you a Muslim in Pakistan?
No, no, no. I lived around Muslim. I went to school with Muslims.
Like when you lived in Pakistan, you were not Catholic or Muslim?
No. My mom's side grandparents,
uh-huh,
they converted to Christianity. So when India and Pakistan were separating, you know, they become in a separate country.
Yeah.
So people were running from India to Pakistan because they promised them they're going to give them a land. All the Muslim comes here and all the Hindu go to India. So there were a lot of massive, massive massacres, man, a lot of killing, like for no reason. So the British give power to those who have either holding a cross or cross sign on their house.
Well, let me just do this because of time, and I have so many people waiting. When you were living in Pakistan, if you had wanted to be Catholic, while living there, were you allowed to be a Catholic?
Well, in the cities?
Yes.
There's like a lot of big cities. There's a lot of churches. There are Catholic churches.
Oh,
there's
okay.
a Baptist church. Yeah, there's a big communities over there.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Romy, thank
it's
you for
99%.
Your...
But, sir, God bless you and bless your heart.
You're doing amazing thing for America. I wish president could do that, or he stand next to you and do something about it, you know? Wow. And thanks, sir. I love you. I love listening to your show. I love your show. I try to catch up with all of your previous shows, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Romy.
All right, sir. You be safe.
All right, now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Las Vegas and talk to Romy. I mean, Ramir, my bad. Ramir out of Las Vegas. Ramir, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going? Top of the morning.
All is well. I mean, yeah, all is well.
All right. I have a question about the biblical question from last week. Because I've been talking, so your biblical questions come up, and I go around asking, talking to people about the question to hear their answers, because I find it very interesting how the perspective of people on the question. But I'm having an issue with last week's question, because you say it's like the differences between facts and truth.
Yes.
So, for example, Donald Trump is the president of our United States. That's a fact, correct?
Yes.
Okay, wouldn't that also make it true?
No.
Oh, okay. So can you explain that a little bit for me?
It's a fact that he is the president.
So him being the president of the United States doesn't make it true?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I guess I'll have to go into that one deeper on my own time. But then I have another question. I wanted to go into. So I have a girl. Well, we don't put labels on it, but we've been going out for a long time, and we stopped going out about a year and a half ago to test the relationship. And she's a single mother, 17-year-old son, doesn't have a father around, and she's having problems with the 17-year-old. The kid he's just influenced by social media and stuff and making mistakes, you know, like every teenager does. But what can I say to her to help her to, because she's called me, you know, she needs help with how to deal with him, doesn't know how to deal with him. And I don't even go to their house to see them. But what can I say over the phone to her?
You said y'all dated for a long time?
Yeah, we dated for a long time.
How long?
Yeah. I would say since 2007 or 8, and then we split up, and then we got back together when we got sober in 2019, 2020, something like that. And then for a year now, I split it up with her just because I had to work on myself, and she's working on herself too. And so, but the kid growing up, he's 17 now, becoming a senior.
Where's his father?
His father has kids with another woman, and like is not really in the picture. I mean, he's around, but not in the picture at all.
Why doesn't he have communication with his father?
I guess he can. His dad just doesn't really talk to him. And I think it kind of has to do with what you said about how the mom turns the kid away from the father,
right?
Because the kid looks like the mom, and you know, and has the same thoughts and emotions and feelings as a mother. And I think that you have a point there with him.
And but so why not tell this woman she needs to back off and encourage his boy to get to know his father, and that she was wrong for what she's done to him, turning him away from his father? Why haven't you told her that?
Well, because the father's nowhere around. Like
Mother that she was wrong for turning this the boy away from his father when
that he needs to forgive his dad, and that she screwed him up. The feelings and emotions and the thoughts, the way that he's acting towards her is her spirit that has caused that on him, and that he needs to forgive her and forgive his father. I have told her that.
So you told her that she turned him away, and that's why she's having a problem?
You know what? Maybe not. I don't recall saying it exactly like that. So
why
maybe
not?
That's what I need to tell her. Because I was going into the solution more so than the cause of it. I was trying to help her with the solution more. But no, you're right. I will.
You can't solve a problem unless you know the cause. When you know the cause of the problem, it solves resolve itself.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, so I think she knows that, though, but I'll talk to her about that then. So that would be what to tell her then. Like, and what about the kid?
And she needs to apologize to him for recreating him and her image, because all she's doing is getting back what she put out.
Right, okay. No, I think she has apologized to him about that. Like, she has a lot of patience and a lot of, like, with him. So,
she has no patience.
she had none. Like, you know what's funny? When we were dating before, like, I was so angry all the time that she was, like, the one that was, like, calming me down, be like, why are you getting angry? There's no reason. Like, that's why she's not, you know, like, well, you might have a point, though.
Why were you dating a woman who already had a child?
Because I was a beta male for a long time.
Yeah, right, I understand.
That's why. So I broke it up. I broke it up with her, and like she was like, "How could you break it up?" And I'm like, "Look, I got to work on myself. I got things I got to do." And I literally, we haven't like seen each other even in physical for over a year now, because I wanted to see, you know, just for myself. I have to work on myself first.
Right.
But she's there, and she's working on herself too. Like she.
How do you know she's working on herself?
Because I mean, she's always like puts her emotions and feelings in check, and I never used to do that.
How do you know she's working on herself?
You know what? That's a good point.
A question.
I know. I guess you know what? I guess I just told a fib. God. Oh God. Okay. All right.
Why did you tell a fib?
Well, because I always thought that she was working on herself, and I was the one that needed to work on myself. But now you might have a point, like, because I guess unless you're doing their silent prayer.
It wasn't a point. I asked you, how did you know she was working on herself? It was a question.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good. Yeah, I don't have an answer for that. I don't think I should have said that. But
okay.
Yeah, now that I look back at it, yeah, I don't know.
And how are you gonna help her when you can't even help yourself?
That is a good point.
No, that was another question.
Another question. Dang it! You always with that. All right. Because I'm working on myself, and it's like I do a silent prayer every day. I'm like.
But the question is, how are you gonna help her when you can't even help yourself?
Well, I can tell. Well, I can regurgitate what you teach me that helped me to work on myself. I can tell her what you taught me so to help her to work on herself. I can do that. That's all I can do.
Yeah,
though.
You can't help her or anyone at this point. You got to work on yourself first.
Right. Right. Okay. Now you got a good point. Yeah. You're right. You're right. Okie dokie. Well, I'll get to working on that. I appreciate that. And yeah, so but what can I say? I can't tell her about guidance with the kid, anything like to help her so that she could, you know, fix what's going on with him. Because I don't think there's nothing that can really be fixed.
She's not gonna be able to help the boy until she overcome her hell.
Right. Okay. That's a good. All right. Very good. And then,
mess!
big time. Oh, and I wanted to.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Oh, I have. I have.
You told your mother?
Oh, yes. Of course, I have.
And your father?
I and my father. My father was the bigger one, though, because he was very, what are you forgiving me for type deal. Like, I didn't do nothing wrong type deal. My mother was playing victim. She was like, "Oh well, thank you so much. Like, I'm so glad you did it." She always played with them, though. So, but I don't talk to her no more. Though, anyway, I haven't talked to her. I haven't really known her since I was 4 years old, because I was raised by my dad. But my dad is a good one, because I didn't realize I had resentment towards him until I went and forgave him. And so our relationship has been getting a lot better now. Thanks to that. Yeah.
Well, stay with the silent prayer right now, and just work on you. And you can't help that lady with a child, because you can't even help yourself. And no one can help anyone.
Right.
That woman is responsible for herself.
Right. But like, say, for example, she's like, she can see, she has told me she can see that I'm working on myself a lot. And she has lots of questions about like what you, because I listen to you all the time, right? And I base a lot of my working on myself from your teaching. And she asked me, she has a lot of questions towards you. I was wondering if there's any way I could maybe get a counseling session with you, because I know she would love to do that.
She can go to rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com, or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BONDS is set up to make it a counseling appointment.
Okay, perfect. I'll do that then. Very good. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, man. I wish you well.
Yeah, me too. Wish you well, too. Love you guys a lot.
All right, you too.
Bye
now. 888-775-3773. Let me super chat, and then I go back to the call.
Super chat.
Super.
Mike Young asks, thoughts on...
Ask!
Thoughts on one black radical versus 20 conservatives?
I don't know that. I know what that is because my producer mentioned it, but I have no thoughts on it because I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I have no thoughts, Michael, because I have not seen it.
I've only seen a tiny bit. Yeah. Thank you, Mike Young.
Yeah.
Lori bought a coffee. Hey there, Jesse. I would not be surprised if Donald Trump knows who you are and listens to you. Have you ever had a conversation with the great White Hope?
Not yet. I would want to interview him. I would love to have a discussion with Trump. There are so many interesting questions I want to ask. Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you. Another from Lori. The unsatisfied woman who wants to leave her good man sounds like Eve running around the Garden of Eden with a perfect man in paradise, yet still wanting for more. Poor Adam just wanted Eve to shut up and be happy, and the cycle continues today.
She's listened to the serpent in the same way Eve listened to the serpent. He's telling her in her head, oh, you have this good man, but you can't live your own life. You got to be home. You got to do this. You got to do that. What an insane female, huh? Thank you.
Deplorable Dave. That. Jesse, I had an epiphany after last Sunday's fellowship. Emoji. Instead of telling people to forgive their parents, we should just advise them to apologize to their parents for judging them and being angry towards them. This way it's easier to understand no one can forgive and no one is good, right? Asks Deplorable Dave. Or suggests and asks Deplorable Dave.
What's the question?
Instead of telling people to forgive their parents, just advise them to apologize to their parents for judging them, being angry towards them.
And why would he want to change that?
He thinks it's easier to understand.
Who don't understand forgiveness?
Everybody.
I appreciate your suggestion, though. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
But no, forgiveness. They need to forgive so that God can forgive them. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. We'll have to read the rest of these later. We have more to read.
Amazing.
In the next hour, hopefully.
Amazing. Quick break. Oh, the hate report is coming now. The hate news, not the fake news, the hate news. I'll be back in a moment.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on. And people want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
We have more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because a lot of, we don't have more, most guys that can, you know, stand, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.
Super. some serious mess going on in the world, and it's some of it is good mess, good trouble. Cleaning up the good trouble in D.C. and in Texas with the redistricting, D.C. with the crime crackdown by the National Guard. But watch out, China virus cases are back. So you old people, you fat people, you people with so-called comorbidities, watch out for the China virus. Watch out. You may even consider getting a smaxine, although I disclaim and disavow. Do what you see to do. Anyway, watch out for that frozen shrimp from Walmart. Is it great value frozen shrimp that could have radioactive contamination? Crazy. Watch out for that stuff. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, the 20th of August. Happy Men's History Month, 2025 AD. Manhood Hour is coming right up in the third hour here. But ladies, you are not left out. We even take your calls during Manhood Hour. Sometimes some might say especially during Manhood Hour. And also, ladies, tomorrow is the Women's Forum. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. We love the ladies if we love anybody. And even those who would not be considered ladies, but they are females, we love them too if we love anybody. Nice. After the JLP show, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby, and then Punchy TV this afternoon, Pacific time, 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 Central, 5 Eastern. Make sure you check it out. We'll be live. We'll be taking your calls. So is the plan. And your Super Chats, so cool. By the way, Super Chats are back on Bond YouTube. So come this Sunday for church with JLP. You can do Super Chats. And on the comments section, you can do Super Thanks. So nice. And Super Stickers during the live chat, Sunday church. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports on D.C., Washington, D.C., that is, the so-called capital of the United States of America. Crime-ridden, how embarrassing. But Trump is fixing it. More National Guard troops arrived in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday to assist in our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's emergency crime crackdown in the nation's capital. The troops deployed from West Virginia. They could begin operations as soon as today, so said a defense official to Commie Nonsense Network. Republican governors from 5 other states, Louisiana, Mississippi, Ohio, South Carolina, Tennessee, have also promised to deploy their National Guard troops and escalate Trump's efforts to amass armed forces in the Capitol. Although the president has repeatedly complained about rising crime in D.C., Commie Nonsense claims, without evidence, overall crime numbers are lower this year than in 2024. Well, actually, Reddit bro mess, they're pro-crime communist. Anyway, Texas redistricting. Some Texas House Democrats ripped up agreements to leave the House floor under a police escort and spent Tuesday night in the chamber in protest. I'm not going to leave. There was some woman who did it. They joined State Representative Nicole Collier. They followed the woman, who on Monday refused to sign away my dignity as a duly elected representative just so Republicans can control my movements and monitor with me with police escorts. I told you about that yesterday, this woman, and pretending like she has dignity, pretending like she's a elected official. At Texas Republicans' efforts to redraw the state's congressional districts in the middle of the decade were hindered when dozens of quorum-breaking Democrat House members left the state. Upon their return to the Capitol Monday, House Speaker Dustin Barrows ordered constraints put on their movements. Texas House aiming to vote on redistricting measure after they reconvene today. And so we'll see what happens. Republicans expected to move quickly to approve their new map, which could potentially eliminate 5 Democrat U.S. House seats ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. And that may be good to bring down the crime because the Democrats seem to enjoy crime. That's why I said Commie Nonsense is pro-crime, because they're always taking up for these criminals and bashing the police and the whites who are less crime-prone. What a mess. Anyway, China virus cases are on the rise, so watch out. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3, Manhood Hour. We'll be right back.
had to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Third hour of the show already. And you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? An amazing question. This is a, for those people who really want to know themselves, this is like a bring home trouble. I mean, question, biblical question. It's like a, what the? It's a comment question. Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can, anywhere in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. We are heard around the world. So no matter where you are and what you're doing, you can be listening to the show on your phone. You can podcast if you don't have time to sit, but you still can listen, right? By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, and we are going to get to your super chats. To donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Wednesday. And it's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And every last hour on the show on Wednesday is always Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, a man is a male returned to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Imagine thousands of men in red dresses chugging beer and calling it a workout.
Funny story, kid.
It's the end of the world!
This is the red dress run, where the only thing tighter than the dresses is the beer budget.
Accentuates all the curves.
Very flat, right?
Oh, it's definitely the end times.
If you're wondering what peak athleticism looks like, this is it. Lace, leg hair, and a whole lot of beer.
The city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Yes. Mayor.
That's for sure. That was put together by the Anchor Baby. Very good job. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Did you ever imagine that men would put dresses on males would put dresses on and walk down the street and carry on like that. Did you ever imagine that that could happen? This is biblical time, end time, proportion, end time. The Christians have been waiting on the end time. They are here. You wait no longer. They are here. My question is, what will happen? This is for men and women. What will happen if you had no identity? Zero identity. What would happen if you didn't identify with thoughts, emotions, jobs, marriage? If you didn't identify with marriage, children, sinner or saint, rich or poor, black or white, wrong or right, tall or short, if you never compare yourself to others, period, good or bad, good or evil, what would happen if you, drag queen or no drag queen, transgender, whatever these people call themselves now, what would happen if you had no identity? If you were to drop your identity right now and never again identify with nothing, no one or no thing, Christian or non-Christian, Catholic or non-Catholic, Allahu Akbar or not Allahu Akbar, Judaism or non-Judaism, alcoholic or non-alcoholic, pothead or whatever. What would happen if you had no identity, period? Think about that. If you never thought about God or Jesus or anything, what would happen to you? I want to show you what would happen if you had no identity at all. Here it is.
By Rudyard Kipling.
Can you start over?
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
If you had no identity, you would be a man. If you had no identity, you would become a woman. you'll be a woman. The only thing that's stopping that in your life is you have identities. You have thoughts and emotions and beliefs and ideas, and you live in the past or the future, which doesn't exist, it's an illusion. If you had nothing, you would become a man. This I promise you. If you had nothing, you would become a woman. This I promise you. But you, except for those men and women who start to work on themselves, you refuse to let go of false selves, false identity, and it's keeping you from becoming a man, and it's keeping the females from becoming a woman. That poem is so deep, I don't even know what to say. But thank you for the person that wrote it, RuPaul. What's his name?
Rudyard Kipling.
Yeah. Reptile, whatever. I don't know what to tell you. But if you want to become a man or you want to become a woman, you got to let it all go. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Here's one other reason why women should not be given a so-called position of power. It's just another example. There are so many, and the world is falling apart as a result. This is from People. A special assistant attorney general in Rhode Island was detained by police last week after a trespassing incident at a Newport restaurant. The attorney general, arguing with officers who responded to the call, instructed them to turn their body cameras off. Turn off your cameras, according to the report. She repeatedly told the officer, I'm attorney general. What the? And she warned them, you're going to regret this. Watch this from WPRI.
Yeah, Newport police defended keeping that body camera on, saying Flanagan was a suspect in a trespassing investigation, not a victim.
Buddy, you're going to regret this.
Yeah.
You're going to regret it.
Those were the parting words from Special Assistant Attorney General Devin Flanagan as an officer put her in the back of a police cruiser. Police say they were called to Bannister's Wharf because someone was refusing to leave the restaurant. When officers arrived, they found Flanagan and others outside.
I'm an aging.
Good for you. I don't give a shit. Let's go.
But before she was arrested for trespassing, Flanagan was asking the police officer to turn off his body camera.
I want you to turn your body cam off. Protocol is that it's you turn on. It off. If a citizen request it to turn it off.
Flanagan and another woman were arrested in the incident. When 12 News asked Newport police what their body-worn camera protocol is, a spokesperson wrote, the individuals arrested were suspects in a trespass investigation, not victims or a witness. I also looked into the Newport police policy on their website. There it shows that the body camera can be turned off if a witness or victim requests it, if the situation is not confrontational, and if the victim agrees to cooperate.
I'm an AG,
and your point is what, Heifer? What the? Now do you believe me? What a mess. It's manhood hour. Are you able to, that woman need, see, this is why females should not be, it's not in her. I'm an AG. And you're going to regret this. I'm an AG. What a mess, huh? If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. So I want to know, if you're a real man, can you do 50 pull-ups and 100 push-ups. Can you do it? Can you do that, Anchor Baby?
You said 50 pull-ups. You said what?
Can you do 50 pull-ups and 100 push-ups?
That's really hard.
You can't
100
do
push-ups? I think I could do... No, I don't think I could do 100 push-ups and 150
no,
pull-ups.
No, can you do 50 pull-ups? Oh, okay, and 100 pull-ups.
Yeah, 100 push-ups and 50 pull-ups? I don't think I could.
Oh, beta.
I don't know. That's pretty hard.
But these guys are older than you, and they can do it. Here's Pete and Bobby. They're a new nationwide challenge from Washington Examiner. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. teamed up with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on Tuesday to promote the Pete and Bobby Challenge on X. Pete and Bobby had to, here's what Pete and Bobby had to say about the challenge on X.
Okay, so I'm getting it now. We got a challenge. And I'm reading it here from Pete Hegseth. It says, President Trump set the example by putting forth efforts to make America healthy again. That's why we are introducing the Pete and Bobby Challenge. 100 push-ups, 50 pull-ups, 10 minutes. Okay, that kind of changes it a bit. So I have 10 minutes to do these.
Can you do that in 10 minutes?
I think I can, yeah. I think I'm pretty confident I can. If I could do multiple sets and I got 10 minutes to do it, the 50 pull-ups will be, I got to say, is the real difficult one. But
here's a sound about the challenge.
Jesse, sorry. If I may, there's a second image here that Derek gave us here. Let me just read that out.
All right.
And it reads, I teamed up, this is from Secretary Kennedy. I teamed up with with Hegseth for the Pete and Bobby Challenge, 50 pull-ups, 100 push-ups. This is the start of a nationwide push to get Americans fit again. We're calling on our friends to take the challenge. Secretary Duffy, I think. They tagged another politician.
Oh, okay. They want to get America healthy again, not fat again. You know how they start using these fat women on these magazines and flight attendants, flight stewardess and everything, fat people. No more fat. Here's a soundbite about the challenge from Fox News.
The challenge is to do 100 push-ups and 50 pull-ups in any order you want in under 10 minutes.
It looks like he has a time here. Kennedy, it says 5 minutes 48 seconds. Hegseth, 5 minutes 25 seconds. Looks like that's how long it took for them to complete the challenge.
And they give us 10 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
How old is Kennedy? Anybody know?
Let me check. He is 71.
Wow.
Yeah. I've seen him. I think he's in pretty good shape.
You got to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Someone asked him, why do you always work out in jeans? And he said something like, well, in the first thing in the morning, I think he said, I go walking, I go hiking. I go walking, and then after walking, I go work out at the gym, and I just don't feel like changing. And so that's how he ended up working out in jeans. Amazing! Oh, yeah.
He does.
So you can do it in 10 minutes, you think?
I think, yeah, now that I know the details of the challenge, I think I could. Yeah, 10 minutes, multiple sets. The 50 pull-ups is pretty insane, but I think I could do it.
We're going to have to put you to the test.
Yeah, but I didn't realize it. I thought it was 50 pull-ups in one go. I'm like, that is a high bar, RFK. That is not easy.
Let me go to Robert out of Kansas. Robert, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Robert.
I think I could do that challenge. But it would have to be not my truck to me. It would have to, if I had Hake watching me, I could do the 50 pull-ups, no problem.
So you could do 50 pull-ups and 100 push-ups in 10 minutes?
As long as Hake is there, I can do anything.
And why is that?
Hey, first time caller, Jesse, and I appreciate you letting me on.
How come you can do it if Hake with their Hake? I don't even know if Hake can do it.
I'm known as Zazen in the chat, and I want to talk about words, Jesse. We get hung up on all these words, huh, sir?
Amazing. That makes us feel. So you can do it first. I didn't know you were a first time caller. Welcome to the show. It didn't say you're first time. How old are you, Robert?
I'm 41, sir.
Oh, okay. So you can do 50 pull-ups and 100 push-ups.
Only if Hake is watching me closely.
Amazing. So go ahead.
But Jesse, my point, sir, is like we get caught up on these words, and like if I say the term flat earth and then you're like, well, that's, you know, ridiculous. It's like, you know, Jesse, I used to think that that was ridiculous, too.
Are you a flat earth? You believe in flat earth and stuff?
Well, unfortunately, Jesse, now I do. I resisted it for a while, and then I got a telescope, and I started to do the mathematics. And you can go out to your Catalina Island, and you can see Catalina Island with a telescope, right? And you're like, well, what is the curvature from, you know, Santa Monica Beach to Catalina Island, right? And then you measure the elevation of Catalina Island, and you're like, well, I can actually see the shoreline of Catalina Island. Not only can I see the mountaintop, but I can see, you know, the seals on the bay.
But that's not proof that the earth is flat.
Hey, Jesse, I'm
not telling
you. Let me
ask you why you say it's unfortunate that you are a flat earther.
Because it is not something that is easy to be. It's not something that brings you anything but if you want to lose your ego, Jesse, you want to really lose your ego, be a flat earther, and your ego will be gone. They'll take it away from you.
Amazing.
Yeah, man, it's but yeah, Jesse, like if you get caught up, like as far as these words they program us with, if they teach us we're on a ball in space and that there is no heaven, there's just space. I mean, sir, you have to realize that the God of this world seeks to deceive the children of the lie. And that lie, sir, is it's a lot bigger than you and I. And
but,
we're just,
you have no proof that the earth is flat.
I have proved to myself that they are lying to us about what they tell us it is.
But you have no proof that it's flat, though, right?
I have proved to myself that I know they're lying to us. I don't know if it's flat, Jesse. I don't know what it is. I know that they're lying to us because they're trying to hide God.
They're trying to what now?
They're trying to hide God. They don't want us to believe in God, so they want to teach us that we evolve and that we're a random accident.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. Absolutely. Amazing. And Robert, you believe in God?
Do I believe in God?
Yes.
No, Jesse, I mean, the creation itself reveals all. I mean, it's a miracle. Look at where we live, brother. You're in California. I mean, look around, bro. Just go outside and look around. Yes.
You believe in God?
Yeah, God made it all, man.
And so
he made me.
You believe in God?
Yes, sir.
And where's your evidence that you believe in God?
I call into Jesse Lee Peterson for some reason. That's my evidence. I appreciate all the work that you guys do. That's my evidence.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
888-775-3773. Oh, he has called before, Derek? Thank you. He said he was a first-time caller. Oh, you were joking? Oh, I missed it. Let me go to William out of California. William, you wanted to comment on Tony call and the other caller from yesterday that I asked you to call back because I'm right at the end of the show, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome.
And happy Men's Month.
You're on the air.
Happy Men's Month to you, Jesse.
Absolutely. Happy Men's History Month. Thank you.
I don't remember coming up and the older guys be stupider than the younger guy. These are Brian and Steve and Tony. That is ridiculous to be so stupid like that. And this message that you be sending out to these younger men is really good, man. So some of these men got a chance to really do something with their life. And I got to give you credit about, you know, how you talk to them. Like you had one guy that was a youngster that was in that Hebrew Israelite thing, and you didn't beat around the bush with him. You just said, "Hey man, what you look like following something like that?" And he kind of he listened to you though. "You're right, Jesse." So I'm getting at is that where do we get such immature older men?
How old do you think? Because I don't know how old Tony or the other guy is. Tony from California. Or I forgot the other guy's names. How old do you think Tony is?
Tony, he too old to be acting like he is acting. I could say that. Yeah. I don't know exactly how old Tony is.
Yeah, because I'm surprised too how lost he is, and because
really?
Normally older guys are not
show up the
that
way.
Lost. Yeah, yeah.
You guys, not you, because you might be the same age as me, but. Didn't it used to be that they used to kind of show us the ropes?
Yeah, the older people point the way to the right way by being a good example of that. But I don't know what happened. That's why I wonder how old Tony is because he seems so immature for his age.
He really does. He really does. And the one in New Orleans, Brian, he need to figure out why men are running around in red dresses.
I know, what a mess.
You know.
I never imagined something like that, William.
Steve is in his 80s. I don't remember 80-year-olds directing younger men in that direction. That's all of them. Every last one of them got the same level of thinking in the same way. I don't even know where it come from.
Brian was unusually angry the other day. I've not heard him call in, and he was that angry as he was the other day.
Yeah, well, crazy. There's something wrong. Something wrong with when you have a...
Yeah.
I remember older guys, like older than me, you know, and we're still going to school, but they're much older than us. They would lie to each other, but then they would turn around to us little guys and say, "Nah, that's not the truth. Don't go that route."
Amazing. Well, things don't really change, it's bad because when men are weak like that, the world suffers for it.
Well, that girl did seem like she was taken care of very well, and you was asking whether or not her husband would see that Instagram feed. I don't think so, because he's too busy taking care of her.
Oh, the one yesterday was saying, we played the soundbite photos of a woman saying that her husband was good. She had a good husband. But
she had a good car. She had a nice outfit. Yeah. Her hair was done. She looked clean. And she's sitting there talking about it's failing.
Yeah, she's still not happy. Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, it is amazing. As we speak, construction has started. Donald Trump has taken over D.C. completely.
I know.
And it has been a DOJ is opening up an investigation on the police chief and the mayor of D.C. for cooking the books and downgrading the violent crime and gunshots and all of that stuff that's been flying around there.
Yeah, I heard
about
ready
to open up a probe on that. And
it's
tearing Black Lives Matter.
They're gonna cut us off. Back in a moment. Treasure Chest is open on D-Live and Stretch Off on Peel. Back in a moment.
My book, For Rage to Responsibility, I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it.
And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Okay, welcome back. 888-773-773-888-77. Jesse, quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11 a.m. right after my show. The Hake, the guy with the good hair and no fear. Have no fear. And after the Hake Report, the American anchor, baby. Energy given to him by God. By God. And he's all over the place with that energy. Making Bond great again. And it's amazing. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And ladies, the women's forum. It's tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, right? What? The third Thursday of the month, the ladies' forum for ladies only. And men, don't worry. Men's forum every first Thursday of the month. So ladies, come on down, 7 p.m. This year started out with a bang, the ladies. And it is on fire at 7 p.m. tomorrow. And today at 2 p.m., there's a lot going on. The Punchy, a live TV, Punchy live today at 2 p.m. Pacific time. P-U-N-C-H-I-E, Punchy TV at 2 p.m. Pacific time today. 888-775-3773. Let me go to the first-time caller, Damon out of California. Damien.
Hey, hi.
Damien, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir. Happy Man's History Month.
All right. Yeah, I'm happy to be calling in. I this is my first time calling. I didn't think I would get in.
Right on.
Well, okay, so I recently discovered some of your material about a week ago, and I've been paying attention, listening to what you had to say about the family and everything. And it started to make me kind of think about my own family and how my parents, my mother, she grew up without a father, and I grew up without a father. And now my three-year-old is going to grow up without her parents being together. And, you know, it really resonated with me, what you said about why that is happening, right?
Yes.
Because of the women pushing away the men in the relationship, and they don't know how to deal with it, and they end up breaking it off. And that's why a lot of kids grow up without their parents together.
Yeah. So you were married at one time?
No, I wasn't married. But I was in a 7-year relationship that I just got out of. basically she pushed me away. Same type of thing that probably happened to my mother and her mother.
Yeah. And why do you marry her after 7 years?
I didn't. I broke it off with her after 7 years because she couldn't stay in a monogamous relationship with me. And I said, you know what? The next time she cheats, I got to walk away. I got
to
do it.
Right on. And so are you able to see you have a daughter, right?
Yes.
Are you able to see your daughter?
Yes, so I split the time with her, you know, throughout the week. And my question for you is, based on what I know about kids growing up without both their parents being together and loving each other, even though I'm not in a relationship with my daughter's mom, what would you think about me having her move in with me in a bigger place? Like, I'm moving from my house and I'm going to move into a bigger place. What would you think about me having her move in just as like a friend for the sake of my daughter?
No.
No?
No, no. Why not just move your daughter there but not her? Because if you move her there, you're going to have a lot of problems. It's going to be worse for you and your daughter.
Even if she's in a separate part of the house?
Yes.
I figured that might be the case, but
don't take that risk.
It's kind of
why not? Go
ahead.
No, it kind of what? Finish your point.
Well, it's like I'm willing to take a risk for the sake of my daughter growing up having both her parents, you know, in her life, you know, around the same time and you know, being cool to each other, you know.
But you don't have to let her move into your house to do that. She's not stopping you from seeing your daughter, right?
No.
Well, then you'll be fine as long as you can see your daughter. Your daughter will be fine as long as when your daughter is with you, you're not angry, you're not yelling at her, you are setting that right kind of example for the daughter so that she can love you and she'll be fine. But if you bring that woman into your home, it's just going to be nothing but trouble.
You know, that's funny you say that because I've been listening to what you've said about men being emotional and you know, lashing out and thinking like women and acting like women.
Yes.
And I remembered a couple of times when I acted that way, right? Because what you said was that a lot of men are having their identity of their mothers.
Any man that gets angry, period, or emotional, both the same, they are their mother. They're acting like a woman. They have their mother's identity, and that's why they must forgive their mothers so they can drop that spirit of the mother and return to the father.
So I've thought about this quite a bit, and you know, since I've understood all of these things, I haven't been emotional at all. I haven't lashed out, and I've had somewhat peace. And I'm even in the process now of planning to get together with my own mother to forgive her for passing on that identity to me.
Yes.
So I just wanted to say thank you, and you know, I really appreciate what you're doing. A lot of young men need help these days, and I hope they can find you.
And then you're welcome, man. Forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He didn't know how to deal with her in the same way you didn't know how to deal with this woman you left. It's the same thing. You repeated what he's done, and he repeated what his father has done. So forgive him. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother.
Isn't that crazy how things work?
It is. It's mind-blowing, but it changes. Once you forgive, God will forgive you, and everything will start to change, and it will be perfect.
That's awesome, Jesse. Thanks for everything that you've done. I'm so glad I found your content. And after I forgive both my parents, I'm going to call back, and I'm going to have another chat with you, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely, but do what you want to call it, but I recommend you do not let that woman move into your home. I don't care if you had a mansion. You will make a hard, it won't work by her living in the same home as you.
Okay.
All right. Let me know how it goes, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Have a good day.
You too. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Troy out of Minnesota. Troy, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, it's a great day in America with Trump in office.
That's for sure, without a doubt.
Just had a question. I love the Great White Hope just as much as you, but there's one thing I do disagree with him on.
What's
and
that?
He is very for legal immigration. And I think after all the illegal immigration that we've been through on just under Biden, but in the past 50, 60 years, I think we need to take a break. I think we need a immigration moratorium and encourage more natural births instead of importing the third world and importing people that may or may not share our values. And I kind of wanted to know what you thought about that.
I think we need to close the back door and the front door. And then we need to clean up the mess. And then, as you're right, we need more natural-born citizens here. And then if we need, I don't know why we would, but if we need more people from other parts of the world, they should have to come in the front door. But for now, both doors need to be shut down.
Yeah, because I saw that in Hungary, what they did was they put a law that said as long as you have four or more children, you don't pay any federal income tax.
Yeah.
And I think we need to do laws like that because, you know, what it's really doing is we're a dying population and we have to import a million new people here. But if these people aren't Christian or these people hate America, we're actually like hurting ourselves.
Yeah, because they come in, as you mentioned, they come in with their own the ideas and mindset that they have from the countries they live in or came from, and they screw up our country with those ideas.
Because yeah, I remember you talking about that woman in Rhode Island, but I really think like the point is like that Boston mayor, the female Boston mayor, she is like the quintessential example of what happens when you let in immigrants that don't have Christian values or don't have American values. They come in, they take over, and then they start demonizing America, hating Christians. And it's, until we shut both doors, I don't know if we're going to be able to deal with the illegal immigration. Cause if you're pro immigrant legally, then it's just hard to deal with the problem.
Well, the president is doing a great job right now in trying to clean that up. But one of the issues that we're having, too, in America, I've noticed that the more educated they are, the fewer babies they're having. Women are not having children the way they did in the good old days, and that's an issue as well. And especially white women, and now the so-called educated black woman, too. But especially white women, and we need more white babies, and they're just not having babies. And if they have one, it'll be just one. Who want one child?
Well, I also saw, like I said, I live in Minnesota, and a local think tank here showed that the only state that has a higher welfare state than us is Massachusetts. Minnesota gives almost $50,000 to every welfare recipient in this state. It is absurd.
That's mind-blowing. That's crazy.
And it 30% of our state budget goes to welfare.
Wow. Troy, you need to run for office and stop that.
I'd have to run for governor because, unfortunately, I live in the Twin Cities and there's too many stupid people here. But
run for governor.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we need to shut down the border. And,
both the front and the back.
Yeah, J.D. Vance, hopefully he can do that.
We'll see. Thank you, Troy. I appreciate it.
God bless you.
You too, buddy. We definitely need to close both doors right now, clean up the mess, and then take one step at a time to see if we want more in here through the front door. Let me go to Jermaine out of Canada. Jermaine, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well. Happy Men's History Month.
Yeah, happy Men's History Month to you as well.
Thanks.
Contrary to biblical question.
What, do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus?
Neither.
And why do you say neither?
As you said, it's an identity that you end up identifying with, because it's an imagination telling you that you have to live up to the standard that you read in the Bible and these things that you think you know of Jesus, and you can never live up to them. You did an example earlier with the female AG, Attorney
yes.
General.
Right.
That was a great example, because it shows that she told the cop to turn off the body cam because she knows what she was going to do already. So I'm glad he didn't turn it off.
Me too.
And the hell came out of her, and she tried to defend her position, her identity, this great job that she glorified.
Oh, my AG, like, that's supposed to mean something.
Yeah. I saw that video early this morning, and I'm like, wow, the cop dealt with her really well. Threw in the back of the cop car and threw her the key.
I think the cop said something like, when she said, I'm a AG, the cop said, something like, I don't care, or that doesn't matter, or something. And I love how he spoke up about that to her as well.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you show the part where the boyfriends were there and they couldn't even lead their girlfriend in the right way. That's crazy.
No,
the cop
didn't see that. What?
No. Yeah, there's a part when the boyfriend tried to talk to the cop. The cop's like, get away. No, she's going to jail.
Cool. No, I didn't see that part, but that's amazing.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, all right, Jeff, you have a wonderful day. Thank you for responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Amazing. All right, bye, Jeff.
Bye now. Super Chat. 888-77-JESSE.
Super Chats.
Piece in the puzzle over on rumble.com/Jesse.
You gotta know how to rumble.
I have a suggestion for the biblical question of the week sometime. Is prayer a form of thought or feeling?
Good question.
Is prayer a form of thought or feeling?
Good question.
Mike.
I will consider that. Thank you.
Interesting. Yeah. Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, what if the passenger was black? Several emojis. Referring to the guy who was disruptive, the unruly passenger who was saying the F word and the N word on the plane.
Right.
Getting thrown around like a rag doll by the linebacker in seat 12C or whatever seat it was.
And what do you mean, what if it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
many
quite
times they are.
Yeah, right. I don't know what we quite asked them there, but thank you. And it was amazing. Thank you.
They'd be playing the victim probably. Blunt Wit.
Anyway.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
Blunt Wit, sensation is the temptation. God bless and good luck today. Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you. Thank you for your support as well. Thank you.
Another piece in the puzzle, Rumble Rant. If you doubt every thought, is the feeling of doubt then made more manifest in your mindset? He asks. And he asks it another way with a follow-up, saying, I'll ask it another way. If we doubt every thought, does the feeling of doubt then lead our way?
Lead our way?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Can I answer it? Can I answer him?
Yeah.
No, because doubting every thought doesn't come with necessarily with a feeling of doubt. It's just that you're not believing the thought.
Because you can't have a feeling of doubt unless you believe a thought.
Right.
So I hope that answers.
It's the right kind of doubt, not the evil kind of doubt.
Yeah.
Hopefully that helps piece in the puzzle. I don't know.
Yeah. If it's not clear, you can either call me, 888-77-JESSE, or make it a little clearer on the Super Chat, but hopefully that helped.
I liked your questions, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for the support. Dan for Freedom, shout out to my wife. It's her birthday, JLP, !!
Shout out.
Shout out. Happy B-Day.
If you want to wish her a birthday, though, you can go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. And I can do a personal shout out for you, for her. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Over on Buy Me a Coffee, Sion, Three Coffees. Good morning, Jesse.
Boyfriend, good morning, Sion.
Boyfriend heard, and he was saying I made him seem like a beta because he also advises me the same thing since he listens to you. He said, when Jesse says it, I listen. LOL. I'm letting thoughts go crazy. Since we last talked, been trying to stay still, doing at least a couple minutes worth of silent prayer. By the way, did you see the African pastor wearing high heels preaching?
No, I did not.
Was it a female pastoress Or was it a male pastor with high heels?
I didn't see that, C.R., but your boyfriend is telling you the right thing. If he's telling you to don't pay attention to the thoughts, don't overreact, all is well, because you're not your body. The pain is in your body, but it's not in you, all right? So stay away from thoughts about your pain. Do what you need to do, you know, to work on the pain physically, but stay away from thoughts about it. So your boyfriend is right. And, why are you not obeying your boyfriend? What the? Listen to your boyfriend if he's giving you sound advice. Thank you, C.R. But no, I didn't see the pastor in high heels.
Anthony on Cash App, Bowser from D.C. She's black among another useless mayor, Muriel Bowser.
Yeah.
Joy Reid, huge racist rant on YouTube, TikTok posts, says Anthony. He also says, Mayor Woo Woo Wah Wah Goo Goo Gaga Ah So. I don't know what that refers to, but thank you.
Thank you. D.C. is being controlled by blacks. And no wonder it's a mess. And everybody know that you put these places into control under the blacks, it's only going to get worse. It cannot get better. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Paul over on Cash App. Let's see. Did he have a message? He says, appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that.
Fazul asking blacks to be quiet in a theater. It would be easier to remove my prostate with a rusty chainsaw. As always, Father bless Jesse and crew. That's a bit exclusive, graphic.
But so true.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing that you can't, especially if you're white, you can't go out in the public and enjoy your life now? You can't go to a movie. We saw that scene in Ohio where those blacks attacked that white man and the woman. And these blacks are just fighting everywhere you go now.
Yeah.
That's crazy. These people can't even go and enjoy a movie. They up in there, according to the report, making noise. The man says, be quiet, slow down. We're in a movie. We want to enjoy it. They get mad. According to the story, wait for him out there somewhere near the theater and attack him.
Insane.
It's crazy. It's lunaticish.
I don't know if he knew that it was ill-advised to tell them to be quiet.
I don't believe there's one white person on the planet now don't know that they can, if they speak up to the black, they're going to have to deal with anger, violence.
He looked white, but he was a foreigner from like the Middle East or somewhere.
Oh.
Pakistani or I forget what
oh,
he was.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He didn't look Pakistani.
I thought he was white.
I forget where he was. Oh, no, like Brazilian.
Yeah, Brazil, yeah.
I don't know if Brazilians know what's going on. Anyway, Stephen.
Well, they better hurry up and find out.
Yeah, I guess he did find out. Stephen said they're both RL, which could stand for real life. I'm not sure what he's saying. I asked him, but I forgot to check if he answered me. They're both RL.
Who both RL?
I don't know. He might have been saying they're both real life, but because RL is sometimes short for real life.
Maybe it's LOL.
A typo. Thank you for your super chat, Stephen, and your support, monthly supporter.
Thank you, Stephen. I don't know what that means, but thank you.
Eric Five Coffees, you know what's right, but you love to chase thrills. You know to stop thinking, but you love how it feels. You love your hell, JLP.
Thank you. Oh, man. Sound like a song.
Indeed. Seven Coffees
thank
from
you.
Liam. To forgive does not mean to deny evil, but to prevent it from generating further evil. Not to say that nothing has happened, but to do everything possible to ensure that resentment does not determine the future. Pope Leo XIV.
Amazing. Thank you, Liam.
Thank you.
My great-grandson name is Liam.
Nice name.
Yeah.
Like Liam Neeson.
I can hear him right now because when he first told me his name, I couldn't remember. And I would call him another name or so. He's like, Grandpa, my name is Liam.
Boy.
Mr.
Pink, been a member for a couple of months now. It is amazing that people always think the questions are the advice. No, that was a question. Always more ready to hear the word, not to act on it. Indeed.
I know. It's funny how they think, yeah. I wonder why, though. Why?
I think if they were to answer the question, it would kill their ego a little bit, and they don't want to do that.
That's why I didn't say, yeah. I think so.
Because sometimes it just makes you look stupid and face yourself and admit the stupid motivation or whatever the answer is. Anyway, John.
Thank you. It's interesting.
Thank you, Mr. Pink. And yeah. John, thank you. No message.
Thank you, John.
Cactus Eater Bear, ban seed oils, he says, to get America healthy. I disclaim.
I do, too. I
neither endorse nor condemn. Big love from Australia says, we've had enough Australia first on X. Live stream.
Right on.
Eric, Five Coffees, mothers dominate with the facade of kindness and victimhood. She protects her ego, making you responsible for her feelings, starving you out of the truth until you go blind.
That is so true. Amazing. Thank you.
Latin A, Mel Gibson wants you all to know the power of some medical thing that I won't name, just for the sake of disclaiming.
Right.
But thank you, Latin A, for the health tip.
Thank you.
CLC said it's the anniversary of blacks coming over. Enslaved Africans arrive about this date late August 1619. Brought to the colony of Jamestown, stolen from a Portuguese slave ship by English pirates. 20 to 30 men and women sold the colonists for supplies. Very interesting. Thank you.
Is that real?
Well, that's what Bing told him.
Amazing. Thank you.
One Mad Chameleon, very generous. Thank you. On Rumble.
Thank you.
Mike Young, sorry guys, I meant if the passenger was black and talking to white people calling them cracker, he wouldn't be treated the same way.
Oh, yeah.
The C word.
That's for sure. Thank you, Mike. Absolutely.
Thank you, Cactus Eater Bear, Games for Rec, Greenwall, and the rest of the supporters over there on the D-Live crew, as well as the Rumble and YouTube supporters, monthly supporters. Very nice.
Thank you.
Eric, Five Coffees, what would happen if I had no identities? I would have nothing to defend, no ego, anger, or suffering. Perfect peace, he says.
Why don't you give it a good try? You'll see, it'd be amazing.
And thank you, guys. I have to stop there, and maybe all for now. I appreciate it.
Thank you all so much. I am so out of time. Call us. I cannot take any more call. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. Thank you all for everything, the support and everything. Know thyself. Pay attention to you. By looking at the night news, it will be amazing. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Silent prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Bye, y'all. Hate coming up now.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit. And through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND.